From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's about time the good-looking people caught a break.
Oh, please. They always get a break.
There's a new study. Attractive people almost six times more likely to get a job interview than someone who's just as qualified but not as good looking. Six times.
Yes, I believe it.
Researchers sent in applications to a bunch of different jobs, and they included pictures. Sometimes it was a good looking person. Sometimes it was a not so good looking person. They found that the attractive people received interviews at one out of every six jobs they applied for. One out of every six. Can you believe that? Less attractive people, same qualifications. One out of 33. We like looking at good-looking people. We just do.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. It's pathetic.
I used to hire people. I'm not going to say whether or not I hired a bunch of good-lookers, but I did. Anyway, it's a human trait. What are we going to do? That's why I work in radio, by the way.
You have the face for radio.
I have the face for radio.
The face, the personality, and the attitude for radio.
You're damn right. Hey, go Dodgers. Time for the news. What's going on?
Well, happy Thursday, and that's also known as day 16 of our national nightmare. So apparently Olivia Jade Giannoli.
Yeah.
Now, you might remember that she's one of the subjects of this nightmare.
Yes, she is. Yes, matter of fact, probably the most famous subject.
Well, she goes on to create a new nightmare for herself.
Uh-oh.
So Olivia Jade was the one daughter of Lori Loughlin that was not interested in going to college.
No, she really wasn't.
Oh, not even.
No.
Not even remotely. Not even. Not even. Not an ounce.
Not an ounce.
Instead, she focused on becoming a YouTube star.
Yeah, because that's where all the money is, YouTube, right?
And an influencer.
Right.
That name influencer.
You know what? You're going to hear that till the day you die. That is like the thing. Like all the, you know what? I've spent 40 years of my life doing marketing, and you know, now traditional media, like, I don't know, you heard of a little thing called television or maybe radio? No, they don't care about that. They care about influencers.
Yes, and don't you wish you would come up with that word?
I kind of wished I came up with that. I kind of wished I was an influencer. As a matter of fact, I know somebody who's working hard to become one. She's in her early 40s. Which is interesting that you would find somebody outside the 20s trying to be an influencer. Right. I mean, it's just a stereotype.
It's never too late to catch the dream.
You know what?
Keep
Ray
going.
Kroc, 55. What can I say?
I watched that. I watched The Founder.
Oh, yeah?
One excellent movie.
Yeah.
But, man, I felt sorry for those boys at the end.
Yeah. Shh. Spoiler alert.
Sorry. It's been out for a while. Olivia Jade applied. She applied for a trademark for a beauty line.
Okay. All right.
And I guess she's still going after it, even though
sure,
she knows
her. Well, now somebody's got to pay the bills at their house.
Her name is, you know.
Mom and Dad are ruined. They're going to jail.
The trademark people.
Uh-oh.
They told her that her application was in danger of being denied because.
Why?
And this is where college comes in. Poor punctuation.
Oh, God. Which people that type with their thumbs instead of a keyboard, they know nothing about punctuation unless it has a hashtag. That's the only
punctuation they know. It chaps my hide. It does. It's a soapbox for me that people do not punctuate correctly.
They don't even try. And they abbreviate, too, you know?
And it's run-on sentences.
Yeah?
Oh, I hate that.
And the difference between two, two, and two, there, and there, and your. Well, unless you spell it U-R.
You're covered.
You're covered
all the way around.
All the way around.
That's why they did it. Which one is it? I know. Just do you are.
That works.
That's the blanket spelling.
Blanket spelling. I love
I had someone who had applied.
Were they good looking?
I don't think I'd met them yet. And so we did some texts like, okay, here's our address. And looking forward to seeing you. And so I get this like tech savvy abbreviated thing back, and I thought, good grief, you're applying for a freaking job.
I don't even need to see if you're attractive or not, right?
First off, you know, people show up for a job interview in a t-shirt.
I love that. I'd love a world like that because I have a closet full of t-shirts.
You know what? Represent yourself. If you can't represent yourself, I'm not going to hire you. All right. So Olivia Jade applied for a trademark for a beauty line. Poor punctuation. You might need college girl.
Yeah, might need it.
So she tried to trademark the phrase Olivia Jade Beauty.
Yeah.
But the patent office says, the patent people,
yep,
that she must correct the punctuation in the identification to clarify the individual items in the list of goods. So probably she did this whole long list of crap.
And no commas.
And no commas.
Yeah.
And the patent people, who were pretty smart.
You think?
They're going,
what the
what
hell
the
is
brick?
This?
What the fudgesicles? What the fraternization?
What is a lip gloss eyeshadow mascara? Is that one thing? Where's the commas?
Blush. It's like those highlighter wheels.
Yeah.
You just pop a cap off and you turn and pop
a
cap.
Oh, I like those. See? Squirrel.
My idea. Jay Rod are in L.A. on the set of J. Lo's new movie. And Alex, as you can imagine, was all PDA yesterday.
Oh, of course he
all
was.
All PDA.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
He had his little hands going everywhere. Because, you know, yesterday, the accusations by porn star Robin Banks.
By the way, I looked her up yesterday because you knew I would. I could not resist.
Of course you didn't.
She's an older porn star.
Oh.
Or she looks older.
But
looks
isn't
like
that
she's
guy
had
younger
some
man's
work done above the neck. And below, too. But, I mean, above the neck, for sure.
Probably.
I mean,
she's probably had a JJ lift or whatever they call them. She has accused Mr. A-Rod of texting her a pic of his junk, and he had asked her to hook him up with a threesome.
Yeah, we said that yesterday, right?
Yeah.
So are we
since
buying this?
Since
you know,
the
she
proposal.
Can prove this by just showing us the texts from him.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it would have his phone number.
And
you
his
know,
junk.
His junk. I don't know if we can identify his junk. We could send that picture to J-Lo. She could identify it.
That's true. It's like, now, sources, as you can imagine, the sources have so much to say about this.
Yes, of course.
They say A-Rod has been laughing off the allegations.
Oh, of course he's laughing. Yes. What else would he do? It's like, oh, wait, I'm scared. Maybe she's onto something here.
And the newly engaged couple, with their daughters, were seen at the Palisades Center Mall, where the movie's filming, and the kids shopped at Forever 21.
Not sure we needed to know that, but what if? Okay, good. So he texted her a picture of his junk.
Uh-huh.
Why do men do this?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
Is that appealing to you? I mean, you're a woman?
If my husband did.
Really?
If he sent me a video of him.
Do you want to see that? I mean, you're
open. It'd be shocking to open up my text.
Your phone is like, oh my God, put that thing away.
I can see it in a meeting. Oh my, okay, I got a text. Whoa!
Oh.
And the person next to you will be going,
whoa!
Looking good. Yeah, looking good, Mr. Cotta.
With that, we better get out of here. I doubt that A-Rod has texted his junk to Halle Berry. I don't even know if they know each other.
Maybe we'll find out now.
Yeah. All right, we're out of here. Back with you again tomorrow for the Friday show. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.